Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 5th of July, recording at 4:43 p.m. That's British summer time. Now, first, are there any highlights in here today? Not really in stock markets. In bonds, soft global bond markets, at a time when just about everybody around the world has told us that they're going to not only stay high, but the yields will move even lower. We do see, here's an important one, oil back at $60 a barrel, or just a fraction under. There's some, I think, high winds in the Gulf region in the U.S. that's pumped natural gas up as well. And I suppose stock markets, Wall Street showing a little bit better performance than average. Than most of the other markets here today. I'll get back to that. And other highlights here, the continued firm dollars led to a bit of an additional shakeout in precious metals, mostly in gold and platinum. Those two are looking interesting. Again, I'll return. First on global stock markets here. The Asian indices were mostly down a little bit. They've been pretty firm overall recently. The European stock markets are down a little bit today. They were down more, but pared back those declines substantially when Wall Street reversed an opening decline and moved up on the day. But overall, a number of those European indices show a loss of upside momentum in the last couple of weeks. Now, that's hardly surprising given the gains that have occurred recently in the last couple of months. But given the action on Wall Street, they would be left out on a limb, really, were Wall Street to head south again. And I said Wall Street was up. It's currently up 38 on the Dow and 6 on the S&P and 11 on the NASDAQ. That's not a bad performance. And the NASDAQ futures contract for September has jumped 20 points from its low on the day. It's currently 15.10.5. Now, overall, though, as you'll be well aware, the U.S. stock market is underperforming. That strong dollar is not helping it. That creates a mild headwind. Whereas the softness of the euro has been a tailwind for the European stock markets. My overall view here is that this remains a difficult environment here for stock markets. So I just think we really do need to be very careful. Now, I'm not going to disturb my favorite positions, my favorite themes. Long India, sure, it looks overextended in the short term, but it has for a while, and it's kept going up. And as long as Wall Street isn't taking out the April low, it can continue to hold firm and perhaps push even higher. I'm not going to take out something that I really do like Thailand, although it's boring right now, drifting. Probably it would unquestionably be in a buying range on valuations and the technical pattern if I weren't apprehensive about Wall Street and its influence. And then there are the interesting areas of, well, start with energy, an incredibly attractive sector here, and I certainly am not going to disturb those investments. I think that the gold story is gradually spreading, and that continues to look interesting. So I'm not going to disturb those positions here overall. But generally, in terms of stock markets, I maintain that, well, it's the equivalent of the investor's ship here is passing through a bit of an asteroid belt here, and a few markets could easily get belted between now and say through October, and I think next year, for seasonal and cyclical factors that I've mentioned previously on many occasions, could be a little bit more risky. Okay, government bonds. Now, there is a definite loss of momentum here, evident on a number of charts. They had seen a shakeout, what was it, just over a week ago, and then they rallied back up, retested the highs. And when I say they, I'm talking about the gilts, the euro bunds, I'm talking about the US treasuries, I'm talking about the JGBs, the Australian bonds. And so then they've all fallen back from those former highs. If they take out the lows that we saw, I think it was, yes, it was definitely late-ish last month, that will look like a significant technical deterioration on the charts. I think there's a lot of complacency as far as government bond markets are concerned. It's, I think, readily apparent to most people that the U.S. is going to push interest rates higher, and my hunch is that the Fed will go on nudging interest rates up probably a quarter of a point at a time until the U.S. bond market and or stock market takes fright. Okay, elsewhere in here today, see all these government bond markets are down a bit in here today. Currently, the U.S. 30-year treasuries, they were only 12/32. That's off the lows. Now, the U.S. dollar, I mentioned that was firm, that it gave up some of its gains when an ECB official, I haven't actually read the comment, but I heard it reported, it apparently said that the case for a cut in interest rates was not strong since the softer euro had already had the equivalent of effect of an easing of interest rates. So the euro bounced up on the day from its low of 118.68, and it's currently up a little bit here at 119.19. But the dollar still generally firm, if looking a little overbought in the short term. And while it has pushed above that 90 level on the U.S. dollar index, it hasn't done so by very much overall. And there is flack up in this area. But bottom line on the chart, that we cannot say that the dollar's rallying trends are over, and that's something that that's become a bit of a mantra in here in recent months. It'll get overextended, it'll wobble, but as we see with most trends, but there is no clear evidence that dollar rally is over, so I give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. A consistent trend is still a trend in motion, as we say at the chart seminar. Now, what else to mention in here? Gold's probably a buy back here. I would almost certainly be buying it, dipped down to 421.90, and is currently at 422.90. That's down 585. There is some support down at this region. It's looking a little oversold. I would almost certainly be buying were I not getting ready to go away on an August summer holiday. So I'm not keen to be increasing positions. I want to reduce positions before I go away. Platinum also has fallen back to some prior support, down almost 15 in here today at 856 on the October contract. I think that's probably a buy at these levels. Silver not affected much, down. It's been hovering around the 6.90 cent level, currently down just 4 cents at 6.89. And interestingly, palladium had dropped down to 170. That's quite a sharp fall, but it's unchanged on the day right now, 170, 179. But I do think that platinum and gold, there've certainly some long positions have been flushed out recently, and as I say, that they're probably buys for a bounce in here. Industrial metals, copper is quite firm in here today, up to 35 on the New York contract. I'm a little wary of these industrial metals, partly because of the China story. I'm probably too cautious. Every time these metals have fallen back fairly sharply, in the last couple of years, I've profited by going in and buying. I'm less keen to do so. I'll just take a little bit more cautious view because of the China slowdown story here, and then you've got the dollar strength as well. And those patterns have seen some deterioration overall. So I think that's that play, that supply and elasticity play in the short term is looking a little more chancy than previously. Soybeans, I wish I'd bought them on that last swinging shakeout. They are up 42 cents in here today. That's a big gain, very much weather related. But the story with these agricultural commodities, they tend to bungee jump, and that's the time to buy them. And then they get some pretty sharp rallies on weather uncertainty. They are historically cheap, arguably the cheapest real asset in the world right now. But if one doesn't take the profits, they are often eroded substantially, if not more than, or positions could easily be thrown into loss if they're not protected. But buying on weakness in that sector is something I've advocated for a long time and will continue to do so. Oil, I mentioned, good gains in here today on some of the weather disturbances. It looks like that are occurring in the Gulf of Mexico region. Now, what you also, just to draw your attention to, there's a terrific energy report by Bernstein Resources, I think Bernstein Research, and largely dealing with the additional complications and costs of what they call unconventional oil. In other words, manufactured oil. It's a great informative report, and I commend it to you. And that's pretty much it today, so all the best.